Hello, world, and welcome once again to our EHC podcast number 3, Everything EHC. I want to mention that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and host. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. I'm very excited about this. This is a family camp one. It's Saturday, 11:38. We are once again in the OJ Radio Room in the Kiva at Enchanted Hills Camp. And we have a magnificent family here with us that has a great story and lots of insight on what EHC is, not only on a personal level, but on all levels. So we're going to do introductions, and we'll start right here to my left with Mama. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm Francesca, Andrea's mother and Diharika's mother from Italy. We live in San Jose. We are happy to be here at Enchanted Hills Camp for the Blind.
Perfect.
Hi, my name is Aditya. I'm the daddy. I'm originally from India, and we live here in San Jose. I'm very happy to be here in EHC for the first time. Andrea has been coming here for a couple of years. Our first time as a family in family camp, amazing experience.
Perfect. Andre?
Hello, everyone. My name is Andre. I come from Mexico, born in Mexico. We come from San Jose. This is not my first time being here, and even though I've been here for years, it's always feels good to be here. It feels like a second home. It feels like I can be myself. I can breathe well here, maybe 10 days.
Nice. Yeah, you're coming back, right?
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Let's all talk right to Sis for a second. What do you got?
Hi, my name is Ice Cream.
I thought you were Rainbow Chew.
I'm Ice Cream now. You can eat me.
Ice Cream. What's your name? We got to talk about your name because I goofed it up yesterday.
My name is Naharika, but you just call me Nikki.
Naharika?
Yeah, just call me Nikki.
Right. I wish you would have told me that yesterday because I messed up.
Or just Rainbow Chew.
Rainbow Chew. We've been over that. Right.
Like
but
Rainbow
yesterday
Chew.
I messed up your name on the radio and I apologize. And I'm apologizing to the whole world right now because I did mess it up. And I'll tell you what happened. We were looking at the word, your name, spelled out on the sheet. And then you told me and I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. And then you walked away. And then when I went to say it on the radio and I was looking at the word on the sheet, I was like, I don't know how to say this word. Right? Is that funny?
Yeah.
And then I found out that you were Nikki, and people called you Nikki, and then I was mad at you because you didn't tell me I could call you Nikki. That's all right. You're Rainbow Chew, and you're lovely. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to talk to Andre for 1 second. I have a couple of questions for him.
Ice cream.
And here we are. Andre, how many years you been coming?
Right now, it's my third year here.
Third year. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. And you have been coming to the teen camp.
Yeah, I have.
Before last year, it was not 10 days. It was only 6 or 7 days, was it not?
No, last year was 10 days.
Yeah, last year was 10 days, but the year before that
wasn't. Yeah, the year before that was 7 days.
7 days. And now they've moved it to 10 days again, which is what it used to be. How do you feel about the change? Do you like the 10 days?
Yeah, I like it in the sense that I get to be here in the woods for a while.
For a while. Do you like the disconnection? Do you like being away from everything and not having to worry about the regular life out there for 10 days.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And we have an assortment of activities. Tony talked about them in the podcast number 1. What is some of your favorite activities that you've enjoyed over the few years?
The canoeing lake, archery, the arts and crafts center, the Kiba here, requesting for music, the pool. I mostly like to try a bit of everything.
You're really good at broadening your mind and getting out there and trying everything. I appreciate that about you. Last year, did you win the dance off the man jam?
No.
You didn't?
No, that was someone else.
That was someone else? You were close, though. You were in the finals, right?
I was.
Yeah, because Andre here has got some great dance moves. And it's not like a win or lose situation. Somebody has to win and somebody has to lose, but everybody's great at EHC, right? So
yeah.
You did some great dance moves. We have dances and formal dinners and do all kinds of fun things when the teens are here. Now, let me talk to Daddy. You told me last night something that made me very happy about your email and coming back. Can you tell me that again, please?
Yeah, I said that I haven't checked my email. I'm grateful that there is no service over here. I mean, we have internet, but my phone does not work. I switched it off. I turn it on only to listen to some music or something when I want to. I haven't checked my email. Even though I see it coming in, I do not open it. I have disconnected myself. There are other couple of things that I have not done over the last few days. And it feels so good to be here. I don't feel like this is my first time. It feels as if I have known everybody here for ages. I felt so much at home. I hope that as long as he's coming, we can make it to the camp. It's just a few days of family holiday every year. Believe it or not, I have a very stressful job. And I have to struggle to find some time out.
Right.
Even when I'm on vacation, I'm actually working.
Right.
You can see her nodding.
Yes, she is definitely nodding.
Because I have not been on a real vacation for ages. It's never been a real vacation. Last time we went, even then I was working part-time, but almost full-time. And we managed to take only 2 or 3 days really off. Right.
Right. So you're embracing this a bunch.
I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I can see that. You were watching the basketball game with us last night, and you had some blankets on, you were chilling out, and you said, oh, I'm totally coming back. And you'd only been here, what, a day and a half? And I was just like, oh, wow, we love to hear that, because if you're relaxed and having a good time, that's what EHC is all about. So thank you for sharing that. Mama, where did you guys meet?
We met in Mexico.
Yeah?
In Guadalajara. But here, Enchanted Hills is beautiful.
You love it.
Yeah. When we arrived, I immediately perceived this is a happy place, and we are here only to be happy, right?
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
The vibe is amazing, positive.
Beautiful.
Vibe. Yeah.
So you know why Andre loves it so much now.
Yeah.
Does he come home? Before you guys came up here, would he come home and talk about camp and everybody a lot?
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And you know all of his friends without actually knowing them.
Yes. Yeah, by name.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beautiful things up here is just in a few, we're going to talk to, in a few short days, you bond with so many people and have so many great experiences that you actually feel like family when it's over. All right, Rainbow Chew, it's your turn. What have you done this weekend on your first time up here that you have enjoyed?
I did archery.
Yeah, what'd you think? Was that your first time? Yeah, and who runs the archery? Do you remember?
One of the teachers.
Tino? Was Tino out there? Yeah?
No.
No? Yeah, it was Tino. There were some folks out there. Anyway, go ahead. What did you do? Did you pop a balloon?
No.
No?
My big brother.
Oh, okay. Are you going to do it again?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and what else have you done that you enjoyed?
I did horseback riding. My horse was Mystique.
Yeah, and how was that?
It was actually pretty cool because she was about to. They said they're gonna have a baby in 11 months, and before we came here, I was I was at the shooting area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was using the gun.
Oh, yeah. We have the shooting area with the officer out there, right?
Yeah.
And you got to shoot?
Yes, and I got the target 2 times.
2 times. Oh, my goodness. So many awesome things out here that happen at EHC. How did you feel about that?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mama's eyes are really big. Looking at me right now.
There's one thing I have to say about this whole place.
Okay.
Ice cream.
Nice. There'll be some ice cream. I think sometimes they bring it up at the store. I'm not really sure.
Yay.
Sometimes it's for dessert. Thank you for sharing, Rainbow Chew.
Yay.
So I'm very, very thankful that we got to get a family in here for this podcast. Thank you all very, very much for joining us here at EHC. Well, I'm going to go like this. Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
Rainbows.
And that's what we say here at EHC, and our first timers learn that really quick, that EHC is the place to be. Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can always listen to everything EHC at maceo.net, maceo.net, for free. And just remember, lots more podcasts to come. Thank you so much for joining us here, family, and we hope you have a great rest of your weekend and look forward to having you back next year, all right? All right,
thank you. EHC is the place to be.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Rainbow Chew. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Everything EHC.
Bye-bye.
On your podcast. Bye.